futures mostly edged higher Thursday, while fed cattle trade remained sluggish. Beef production was 1% more year-over-year in August and up 4% for January through August. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from a standstill to limited trade on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were too few transactions to trend in any region. So far this week, live prices are generally steady with last week at $123 to $124 a hundredweight. Dress trade is $2 lower at $198 in Nebraska and at $194 to $198 in the Western Corn Belt. Resurgent equity markets, though, helped cattle futures mainly increase Thursday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher, except for 5 cents lower in spot October. Recently higher corn futures capped feeder cattle, however, which closed from an average of 33 cents lower in three contracts to an average of 37 cents higher. Those corn futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.23 lower Thursday afternoon at $305.60 a hundredweight. Select was 51 cents lower at $274.99. Net U.S. beef export sales for 2021 for the week ending September 16th totaled 15,800 metric tons, according to the weekly U.S. export sales report. That was 3% more than the previous week and 17% more than the prior four-week average. Increases were primarily for Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, and Canada. By the way, consensus seems to favor a neutral monthly cattle on feed report Friday, with slightly fewer placements and slightly fewer head on feed. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trade mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 600 to 750 sold $3 to $6 lower. Heifers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $3 to $10 higher, and then mostly $3 to $6 lower at 600 to 850 pounds. There were 3,526 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steady to lower undertones were noted on a light test of steers. Heifers weighing 750 to 850 sold steady to $2 lower, while those weighing 850 to 1,000 pounds sold $5 to $7 lower. There were 2,477 head on offer. Steers and heifers sold steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there were 2,229 head. Steers sold $1 to $4 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there were 1,925 head. The exception was $2 lower for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds. Heifers weighing less than 600 sold with higher undertones in a light test. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $4 to $5 lower, but $2 to $6 higher at 700 to 950 pounds. Steers sold unevenly steady at Paris Stockyards in Kentucky. Heifers there sold steady to a dollar lower. There are 1,584 head on offer. Finally, with just 904 head on hand, steers weighing 500 to 950 sold $5 to $10 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, and heifers weighing 600 to 1,000 pounds sold $3 to $7 higher. Major U.S. financial indices continued to rally Thursday with follow-through support from the Fed's dovish tone a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 506 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 53 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 155 points. Federally inspected total cattle slaughter in August of 2.83 million head was 83,300 head more, or 3.02% more year-over-year, according to the monthly livestock slaughter report from USDA. The average live weight was down 11 pounds from the previous year at 1,354 pounds. For January through August, total federally inspected cattle slaughter of 22.08 million head was 964,100 head more, or 4.6% more than the same time last year. Total commercial beef production in August of 2.36 billion pounds was 24.4 million pounds more, or 1% more than the previous year. Beef production for January through August of 18.53 billion pounds is 782.6 million pounds more, or 4.41% more year over year. As for total commercial red meat production in August of 4.59 billion pounds, that was 104.3 million pounds less, or 2.2% less year over year, due to lower year over year production of veal, pork, lamb, and mutton. However, for January through August, total red meat production of 36.88 billion pounds was 541.4 million pounds more, or 1.5% more than the same period last year. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 24th of September. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.